Good afternoon, This is Abigail, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And today I'm being joined by a guest, my friend, my housemate, my lover, you could say, Isabel. Isabel, hello. Say hello, hello to the world. Public.
Hello, public, adoring fans, all of you listening out there.
All of you 13 listeners or something like that. So, the theme of this show is kitchen, songs to listen to in the kitchen. Which doesn't really mean anything except for that I listen to these songs while I'm in the kitchen. So
you're listening to these songs in the kitchen.
And Isabel walks in and I think I'm alone and I'm singing to the songs and I'm cooking and then she walks in and I'm like, oh.
And it's a beautiful tender moment. Tender kitchen.
Tender kitchen. That is why the name is what it is. So, Isabel, what should I ask you about for the fans here? What is your favorite thing to make at our kitchen at our home?
My favorite thing to make at our kitchen at our home is I like making baked goods. I don't make enough of them. Baked goods are good. We also constantly make rice and beans and veggies, and so, you know, it's a staple. It's a classic.
That's true. The other day, Isabel made oatmeal cookies, and we're having a feud because I think that those sorts of things should have chocolate chips in them.
And I think they're perfectly fine with or without chocolate chips. I don't discriminate.
I think that they were good. I think that they were really good. / I ate a lot of them. But that being said, why wouldn't you want chocolate in it?
We're just going to have to agree to disagree here.
Anyways, vote now on your phones for chocolate versus no chocolate. Just kidding, that's not possible. But if you have opinions on this, feel free to call. And with that being said, we're going to switch tones a little bit, and we're going to play the song 8 Circle by Bon Iver, which is on an album that came out a couple of years ago, but I recently discovered and I'm obsessed with it. So I will give you a taste of that now. Thank you, Isabel.
And I can't recall the lightly at all. have to grow.
Just to say your goodbyes, feign composure, but I know you lied. I know you tried so hard, so hard. Yeah.
why aren't we bored anymore?
Fears, fingers trace the back of your ear. Tell me what you wanted to hear. I don't know what.
That song was called Tienes Reservado Cielo by Sen Senra, who I think is Spanish, but I'm not sure. And now for this next segment with my guest here, Isabel, we're going to talk about kitchen disasters, baking disasters.
Baking disasters, yeah.
So, Isabel, tell us about a baking disaster comes to mind.
Well, the first one that comes to mind is actually your baking disaster.
Okay, well, I was going to talk about that, actually. But you can tell it.
Okay, so we're making some... Abigail's making some chocolate cake for her birthday in September. And everything was going swimmingly. Put it in the oven. Wasn't right. Like, it was just looking really weird. And our friend came over, and Abigail, like, goes down to get the door. And then as she gets the door, she remembers. And so she just tells this friend, I forgot the flour, and, like, runs back upstairs and asks for the flour in the cake. And turns out you can bake a cake without flour, take it out, put the flour in, put it back in the oven, and it's still pretty good.
You can do that. Also, sorry, I just realized the wrong mic was on.
Oh, no.
So... I'm not sure what that means for what we've already recorded. We're working on it, but now it's the right one. I'm glad I checked that halfway through the show. Did you tell the part? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Did you tell the part about how I was letting Hannah in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just like.
And I was like, I have to go. I have to go put flour in my cake that's been baking for a full hour already. Yes.
But I'm really good with peanut butter.
That's true. It was really good with peanut butter.
Scooped straight out of the pan with peanut butter. Really good.
It was not a cake per se.
One could not call it a cake.
It was like a brownie. No, I don't know. It tasted like vegan brownies that they have at the dining halls here.
But it was good.
It had that similar texture, but like good.
Yeah.
Everybody ate it, but I was disappointed in myself. Okay, well, that was my baking disaster story. I guess that's the only baking disaster story we have.
It's the only one that comes to mind. I've, like, made various, like, bread, you know, like cranberry nut bread that is just, or, like, banana bread that's, like, just been flat in the middle. And by flat, I mean gooey, you know, not cooked. So it's been rough, but...
Yeah. I feel like forgetting the flour takes the cake.
Ayo!
One could say it did take the cake, but then yes. Then adding flour gave it back. Yes.
Yes. Wow. Really.
Yes. I don't feel like I've made any other bakings. Well, I'm sure I have.
Like, cookies always turn out hard. You know, like, I want them to be gooey.
I know. I feel like that happens. I don't know. I feel like maybe they get stale really fast here or something. I feel like that happens to me, too. But anyways, Yeah. Hopefully part of this conversation was recorded on the radio. And so now Isabel is going to introduce the next song because she chose it and we added it to the playlist. So
yeah, so the next song I found just on YouTube because I just let it autoplay for a while. And it is called Clip Time by Sarah Jaffe.
Okay, it is called, yes, that is what it's called. Also, we would like to shout out, before we play it, we would like to shout out our housemate and our friend and our roommate and
our baking partner, tear sharer.
Nope.
Laughter sharer.
Tear sharer was not what I meant to say. I meant to say tea sharer, but also tear sharer. Amazing, incredible, wonderful.
Human being and friend, Alana Goldberg.
Alana Goldberg, this one is for you. Okay, this one is for you.
Crying all the times, 50 boys. 50 she's turning off the lights, and she's inside every crack. She's the only thing inside. She's the only. She's everywhere.
Now we are coming in with a friendly PSA for you all.
All right. This is the Dreadfruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs.
Apples.
Cherries.
Bananas.
Apricots.
Peaches.
Pears.
Pineapples.
Raisins.
Cranberries.
Prunes.
Blueberries.
Mangoes.
And oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you.
Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or processed snacks.
Eat your fruit. This was a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
And this is DJ Abigail, a reminder for you, and you are listening to Tender Kitchen on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in this hour. We have a couple more songs for you. Isabel, any last words?
Stay tender out there, folks.
Stay tender. Yes, so wise. And the next song for you guys will be called Drip by the Marias featuring Triathlon.
Time to go, but if you like the way she likes. I'm sentimental on the side. It doesn't really matter what's on your mind. There's only one thought ever ran in my head, decided. Stay exactly as you are. In my shirt dancing around the room. Please stay exactly as you are. The way you smile and greet the rising moon. And you told me my voice was sweet like a kiss. And I said, when I lose it, what will you do? I don't know what the point of anything is, but I hope I can spend my time next to you. Maybe when we're older, you will say, let's move to somewhere colder. And we'll stay round the corner from your parents' house at the lake. And we'll take care of them as they age. It'll be us one day. Backwards on the window pane. I think I'm partial to your heart. Scream, I love you on a busy train. And you told me my voice was sweet like a kiss. And I said, when I lose it, what will you do? I don't know what the point of anything is, but I hope I can spend my time next to you. Maybe when we're older, you will say, let's move to somewhere colder. And we'll stay around the corner from your parents' house at the lake. And we'll take care of them as they age. It'll be us one day. It'll be us one day. To hold you, we'll figure this out. Baby.
Once again, you are listening to 91.5 FM WFM. Nope. 91.5 FM WMFM. Why can't I speak today? Wow. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have one more song for you guys, and it is called Going to the Beach with Haley by Black Belt Eagle Scout.